By watching the skate, it looks like Jack Quinn might be back in the lineup, is he?
Jack will be back, yeah. But we've got a couple a couple guys will have to be game time just based on health.
Is that why you gave Benson some time on the power play, just because you don't know which way you're going to go there?
Yeah, I mean, in all likelihood he'll play, but we've got one other guy that's hurting too, so we'll get through warm-up and see if he can play.
When you went back and looked at the game in Columbus again, the puck decisions on D, how did you address that, and what did you make of it when you went back and looked at it again?
A couple of those plays were connected with puck support. We were changing on one of the plays. The play at the end of the period, we had a winger changing that, it's just not the person making the play. The support in the middle of the ice wasn't there. And the fact we were changing hurt us. So you can't just look at one aspect of it.
The two games against Los Angeles and then the next one where you did play well defensively, was there less of that? I mean, were you more in sync defensively?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's how we addressed it. We went back and talked about the way we broke pucks out in those two games and how quick we got out of the zone and the puck support we got. I didn't think we got back to pucks quick enough in the Columbus game. And then when we did get back, I didn't think we made a quick enough play. So we went through that yesterday in our meeting, and you got to move forward.
Chicago's brought in some new veteran players with a new approach around it. What kind of challenges does this team provide to you, will present to you?
Well, I think you got some high-end offensive guys. Obviously, up front, you got some great speed with Bedard, and you got Hall, who's... what he's done in the league. So, yeah, I think when you sprinkle in veterans and amongst your young guys, it gives you a good blend of guys that know how to win and have been there and young guys that are working their way up.
The consistency that McLeod has shown as he's gotten more comfortable, is he someone who could maybe earn even more of a role when it comes to the offensive side? I know he's so important to what you guys do defensively, but just what he and that group is doing offensively.
Yeah, you look at that line, it's been a good line for us. We've tried to keep them together almost since the start of camp. I feel that's really helped the group. I thought with Paterka back in, that top line's starting to look like a dangerous line. Going to try to go to the Cousins, Quinn, and Kulik tonight. They had a pretty good night when they played together. So we're going to have options.
Is there a challenge with three young guys on a line like that, especially when you're on the road? Their team's got second change.
I think you have to look at they know the system. They know how to play. The next step forward is to play consistently. It doesn't matter where you're at home or whether you're on the road.
What did you see from the Thompson line, especially in the second period? They spent a lot of time in the offensive zone in that second period. What were they doing differently, maybe?
Well, I just think the puck support was better. Even in the offensive zone, we weren't connected. Two guys were forechecking. Our third guy was high. Our third guy wasn't getting there. I thought our D got a lot more aggressive going down the walls to help keep pucks alive. I looked at the first play of the game where, we got two guys forechecking and a puck's coming around the yellow and we just back out. I think it's being connected as a group. The three forwards, those two defensemen as a tight group. When they're tight, the gaps are good. When our forward is playing high, it backs our D up and we're not connected. Like, it just pushes our D back the wrong direction. So everything in this game has a relationship to something else, and our play in the second period was much more of a five-man group.
We talked a lot about the power play, but your penalty kill has given up a goal and everyone except the first one. Well, what have you seen in your penalty kill that you'd like to improve?
Just the big individual mistakes. I mean, we've had some great kills, like on your way to a great kill and make one mistake or one bad read and it's in the back of our net. I mean, even that that kill to that point, the denial and the entries and getting pucks down the ice was good. And then a big end zone mistake on the read on the play. And I think even Samuelson's intention to block was good. The intention was good, but I think some of the best shooters now hang on to it. They draw you out of the lane and then they shoot it. So I think a little bit more patience of just stay in the lane, give up that short side opportunity if they get it. There is a lot to like, but we got to get rid of the individual mistakes.